how are you doing today? I'll be honest, you've been on my mind, as have been many of my friends. This is not an easy time, is it? The economy seems to be, well, doesn't seem to be. The economy is certainly at risk. The news is constantly talking about the extent to which the coronavirus is impacting our world, our nation, our states, our towns, our families. And a lot of people are struggling in the midst of all this. I happened to see that the actor Patrick Stewart was reading Shakespeare on YouTube for people to tune into and listen. And he was doing it as a way of calming people's nerves and calming their concerns in the midst of this crisis while they're bundled up all at home in social distancing. Well, I thought I might start today doing some reading myself, but instead of reading Shakespeare, I think I'll read God's Word. Do you mind if I read a couple psalms to you? I want to begin by praying, Oh, Father in heaven, good Father in heaven, God of love, I pray in the name of Jesus that your precious Holy Spirit will minister to us today, will help us experience how near, how close you are, that your presence might settle us, to remind us that we are not alone in all of this, that in fact, you are here, and you are close, and you are ministering to us. Would you bless as we turn to your word for a few moments? God is our refuge and our strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at the break of day. Nations are in an uproar. Kingdoms will fall. God lifts his voice and the earth melts. But the Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see what the Lord has done. In verse 10 of Psalm 46, he says to his children, he says it to me, he says it to you, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. I wrote the date March 23rd beside that passage of Scripture. That's when I read it. Yet again, many, many times have I read that passage. I read it again and was reminded that the Lord is so close. I want to read also from the book of Zephaniah. Be glad and rejoice with all your heart, O daughter Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away all your punishment. He's going to turn back all of your enemies. The Lord, the King of Israel, is with you. Never again will you fear any harm. On that day, they will say to Jerusalem, do not fear, Zion. Do not let your hands hang limp. The Lord your God is with you. The mighty warrior who saves, he will take great delight in you. In his love, he will no longer rebuke you, but will rejoice over you with singing. I will remove from you all who mourn over the loss of your festivals, which is a burden and a reproach to you. At that time I will deal with all who have oppressed you. I will rescue the lame. I will gather the exiles. I will give them praise and honor in every land where they had suffered shame. At that time, I will gather you. At that time, I will bring you home. I will give you honor and praise among all the peoples of the earth when I restore your fortunes before your very eyes, says the Lord. It's very, very important right now for us to remember that the Lord is near. We talked about that when we were focusing on Philippians chapter 4. Rejoice, I say it again, rejoice. The Lord is near. He's not so far out into space that he is not also very, very present with each and every one of us. And he wants us to turn to him. He wants us to trust him, and he wants us to know that he is still strong enough to save. God is love. His word says that he loves to lavish his love upon his children. That's who you are. And that now, more than ever, is the time for us to tether ourselves to that very promise. God is here. God is with us. I've mentioned before that I read through Scripture every year, just quietly and slowly read and allow whatever passages that seem to stand out to rise up off the page and to nurture me. And I was reading today in the book of Numbers a story that, wow, it kind of grabbed me. It's about the Exodus. It's about difficult times. It's about how toxic complaining can be. It's about how God can still be trusted to care for all of us. So you know the story of Exodus, that for 400 years, the children of Israel were in bondage, severe bondage, and God raised up a very unlikely deliverer in Moses. A man that didn't even want to get up in front of people and talk. And yet God gave him a special anointing. And through a series of miraculous events, the children of Israel were let free of their bondage in Egypt. And as they went, with great excitement, by the way, their captors gave them gold and silver and precious jewels. So they had entered a time of abundance like they had never experienced before. And you can only imagine how thrilled they were to begin to move out with all the promises of God ahead of them, that a land of milk and honey awaited them. But as we know, and they didn't know, the journey was difficult. They went through some very, very tough times. And in one of these occasions, they didn't have enough food, and God miraculously sent manna. But it tells us in Numbers chapter 11 that the children of God began to complain about the difficulty and only having manna. Now, I'm sure that was an uncomfortable circumstance. But then they said something that really stood out from the page. We should have never left Egypt. I wish things were the way they had been, at least in the way they had been. We had leeks and melons and onions to eat. Now, this very much disturbed Moses, and he began to cry out to God, and God had promised that he would bring the people meat. And if you know the story, there was this amazing wind that brought quail, and all of a sudden they not only had manna, they had quail, and God gave them the food they cried out about. But the one thing that kind of stuck out to God was the fact that they would rather go back into yesterday than to trust him in today. And what God said in this passage of Scripture, is my arm too short? And then he said, you're going to see whether what I say will come true will come true. Now, the reason this came to me is there are a lot of people, and my wife and I included, that, wow, what's happened in the last 6 weeks has just had a profound impact on our lives. We're sheltered up here in our home. Our daughter and son-in-law and three grandchildren have been living with us for months now. They're here. We're all wanting to protect ourselves from this virus, some of us more vulnerable than others. And the other truth is that we've been very hard hit economically. As I know you're aware, if you're someone that's retired, a lot of the investments that you had that were going to carry you through have been decimated. As a matter of fact, one of my friends said, my 401k has suddenly become a 201k. We kind of laughed, but he was fairly upset about all of that, which is understandable and which is okay. But one of the things we've got to be very careful about is that we're not all of a sudden wishing for yesterday and not trusting in God for today. The Lord is mighty. He is here with us. He is here to save us. He is our refuge. He is our strength. And we need to remind one another of this over and over again, because it's so easy when we're journeying forward, because the terrain is tough, to begin to look back and wish things were like yesterday, what they were like 6 weeks ago, 2 months ago. Because in some way, when we do that, we're doubting God's ability to care for us in today. It isn't easy. And I think God's fine with us lifting up our lament. And he certainly wants us to pray and ask that he would give us his peace. But we must also be very, very grateful that our God has not abandoned us. He hears the cries of our hearts. He is with us. Yes, the waves, they're really starting to flood the boat for some folk. But Jesus is still able to calm the sea. And our deepest declaration can continue to be that he is our refuge, he is our strength, and he is mighty to save. I pray that somehow these words would touch your heart. God bless you, my friends. Remember, his face does shine upon you. He is going to keep you. He does long to be gracious to you. He has turned his face toward you. And in all of that, you and I can find peace.